Now, this is Earl Campbell. You'll never catch me listening to Bob and Dan on 1310 The Ticket, and I mean never.
Hockey Power Training Center and the Hockey Shop are getting Speedy Oil Change Team Users and Subway Team Hardline ready for the D&M Leasing Charity Challenge on I-7, March 29th at AAC, from Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
All right, quarter after five, it's Bob and Dan from the Varsity Club up here in Frisco. We're partying. And we had a little hockey workout today, a little charity challenge on ice workout.
Yep. Good to see you there, Corby.
Hardline's in good shape, dude. Seriously.
Dan looking pretty good?
I know you guys are sandbagging, but Don Wakefield's really good, and you guys will be fine.
Seth, did Seth show up?
Not this time. You guys, I mean, you probably should still lose, but it ain't going to be 27-0 or whatever you guys are sandbagging these days. Mm-hmm.
I've been privately working out, so...
You'll be all right.
Yeah.
All right. So what do you have here, Corby? Because I think I have something along the same lines.
Such a Curb Your Enthusiasm Larry David moment. It was so bad that I thought it was a bit. Like, immediately when it happened, I'm looking around for wires. I want to feel the guy up.
Hit him cameras.
You can go ahead and mark that, I'm sure. But I go to a place where the only way you can park is with a valet. Okay.
Wow. I'd like to see your contract.
Wasn't my choice.
What about me?
No, it wasn't a strip club either. So I pull in and open my door. The guy gives me the tag, and I'm getting ready to get out. And he was like, you need to put this on your window. I was like, yeah, fine, whatever. Put it on there. Getting ready to get out. He's like, whoa, oh, no. Hey. He goes, you drive a stick shift. Hey. I was like, yeah. And he was like, man, I can't drive a stick shift. I'm sorry.
The valet said that?
The valet. Not only the valet, the only valet they have.
So how can he be hired as a valet if you can't drive a stick shift?
So I'm thinking bit, all right?
Because
I don't know what's going on.
To be valeted would probably have upper, they're not driving in little 77 Pintos, right? They're driving nice cars that sometimes are stick shift.
Sometimes. I guess stick shifts aren't too popular anymore. But no. Still, some people have them. I have one.
I don't really want one.
I don't either anymore, but I got one. So I'm looking at this guy thinking, all right, he's mic'd, so I'm on camera. Something's going on here. What do I do?
How did Bob and Dan know I was coming
here
today?
And so I go, what do you mean? Are you serious? He's like, yeah, it's my first week on the job, and I'm learning. I mean, I can get into first okay, but after that, I don't know.
How fast does he have to go?
Well, I don't know.
I
don't know. He's like, I could probably get it over there. And he's pointing about 100 yards away where the car is supposed to be parked.
Is he just over revving first?
Yeah, he's like, I can probably get it over there. And I'm like, well, I can probably park over there. That's okay. He's like, you sure, man? That'd be great. I really don't want to screw your car up.
Wow.
Did you still tip him?
No, I didn't tip the guy. I mean, for what? Pointing me to the parking lot?
Right.
So he wasn't doing this when he walked back in his hand up?
I go, how did you get this job, if you don't mind me asking? He's like, well, he didn't ask me a lot. He just asked me if I could drive and everything. And I go, how old are you? He's like, I'm 20.
Really?
Yeah. So he's 20. He can't drive a stick shift, which I'm thinking... That's like if you're a lifeguard and a dude's down there drowning, you're like, no.
Can't swim.
I don't really
know how
to
swim. I'm not getting in there.
Right.
There's no way. I mean, how can I do that? How can I actually swim? It was the most bizarre moment. And
Where was it?
It was at a restaurant.
Okay.
I don't want to say the name. It may happen again. Who knows? I may fire the guy. I don't want the guy fired.
Was the restaurant at a mall?
May not get the Corby deal. Okay.
No. So I come back out of the restaurant. And the guy's just sitting there. I'm like, any more stick shifts? He's like, no, man, you're the only one I've ever had. Isn't that weird?
Wow.
So in the week he's been working there, he's had one stick shift car that's pulled through there. I've been wondering what's going to happen, when a guy like you pulled up in a stick shift.
A big high roller
like
you.
It's not like you were driving a flying saucer or anything. I mean, a stick shift is a fairly common thing.
I mean, I would say...
I don't know if I could drive one anymore. I used to be able to.
Yes, you could.
I don't know,
When's
man.
The last time you drove one?
Probably
last time I had to would probably
probably like 15 years ago or so.
Okay, I guarantee you it would take you about 8 seconds to remember how to do it.
I don't really want to know the answer to this, but let me ask rhetorically. Why would people rather drive a stick than a...
People like the
why would they want more involved?
People like the power or the feeling of the sports car, race car type thing.
Like when I play the video game that you could choose the other one. Don't you choose automatic?
Yeah. See, I choose stick shift.
Do you?
Yeah. Yeah. Just because you have the race car feel.
What kind of car do you have?
A pickup truck.
Okay.
It's stripped. It's from North Texas Nissan.
All right.
Thank you very much.
I mean, then I love it.
Yeah. I mean, it's a great car. It's just
you must have got a great deal.
Oh, an unbelievable deal.
Here, can I tell you my problem?
Yeah, I'd love to hear this.
Okay.
Is it a Larry David story?
I really think it is. So my wife, now this week, since we're working late, my wife has found morning things for me to accomplish. And one of them was to help out at the church, to run an errand for the church. So I'm like, yeah, okay, I can run one errand, because she explained it to me, and then I'm like, okay, I agree to it. And the idea was that we had to take something from Carrollton to Lewisville that required a truck, and I don't even know what it was. But
you have a truck.
Right, and I have a truck from North Texas Nissan.
Did you say a nun?
Yeah, did you pile a bunch of nuns in the back?
No, I'm Baptist, actually.
Oh.
But it was funny.
Popes?
Yes, popes. A whole truck full of popes. The errand changed at the last second, and then she said, good news, we don't have to go to Carrollton. We just have to go across the street from the church. They need 10 shopping carts to the church. And I'm like, what's going on? Well, there's a consignment sale. And I think what that means to all us cavemen is that's where women take their kids' clothes and toys and stuff from kids that have outgrown it and sell it to other moms who have kids coming up the ladder, okay? That doesn't matter. But
sounds like a garage sale to me.
So across the street from this church is a grocery store.
That's why his wife was involved.
So I asked my wife, how are we going to do this? We got Maddie in the truck, and it's her and it's me. And she's like, they just need 10 carts. I said, okay, fine. I'll just push them across the street. Because she's like, are we going to load the shopping carts into the truck? And I'm like, that's pretty heavy. So I go in there, and I go to the service desk at the grocery store, and I say, look, I've been sent over here from the church across the street to get 10 shopping carts. He said, okay, yeah, I knew you were coming. Fine, take them. So I take 5 at a time because it's a busy road that I'm going across, and I'm, like, dodging traffic with shopping carts. So I take 5
did
carts out.
Did you fill them all up with aluminum cans and junk?
No, I did not, but I might as well have. So I'm pushing 5 empty carts across the parking lot, and out of the corner of my eye, I could feel someone's watching me. And I look over to my right, and to my right is Cart Roundup Man.
Uh-oh.
Now, this is Cart Roundup Man, whose job at the grocery store is to round up the carts, and he sees bald, short-swearing Lewisville resident taking carts from his cart stall. And while he's, sucking on a cigarette, he's, taking a smoke break. And he's looking at me, and he's like, that ain't right. So I see him watch me, and then I see him turn around and go inside the store. And I'm pushing my carts, and I'm waiting for the traffic to stop, and I run right across, and then wait for the other traffic to stop and run across again. So I've dropped 5 off at the church. And I turn around and walk back across the street and walk back into the parking lot, and Cartman walks up to me.
Uh-oh.
And says...
Confrontational Cartman.
He says, I'm going to need you to go back over there and get those carts. I'm like, no, I don't really think so. Who have you talked to in there? Well, I talked to the manager at the service desk.
Now,
well,
hang on. How old is this guy?
25, maybe? 30? 35?
And he's in charge of carts?
Yeah.
Well, here's the part of the story you have to release, because this is what makes it a Larry David story, right? Because I know...
Perhaps he was stricken with some level of illness...
Chromosome deficiency?
He was slow, right?
Perhaps.
Did he have Down syndrome?
He was slow.
Perhaps.
Okay. That's a yes.
So now I'm being taken to task that I am a shopping cart thief and that...
So you're in an argument with the guy that runs the shopping carts.
He is...
Well, no, this is a perfect Larry David script, because Larry David will... Well, he does not care what part of life he is treading on, right?
Because
right.
generally, if you
so
get,
you're in an you're in a full-fledged argument with a retarded guy, would, right? Is that true?
Yeah,
and that's what made you think in my mind, this has got to be a Larry David show script.
Yes, as I am debating this guy about whether or not I am stealing his shopping carts, I am thinking to myself, this is right out of Curb. This is right out of Curb Your Enthusiasm. I have turned into Larry David this moment, this moment in time.
Re-explaining yourself?
I'm saying, look, I don't know if you have a lot of people stealing your shopping carts, but I promise you I have permission. Well, no, you don't. I just talked to my manager. He wants me to go back and get those carts, and I'm telling you to go get the carts. And I'm like, dude.
Oh, wow. Did you fight him?
I'm not going to get the carts. Now, you want to go in and talk to your manager? Yes, I do. Let's go talk to my manager right now.
So now you and him are together?
So
walking
me,
in?
Me and cart guy walk in to the grocery store.
Did you put him in the cart?
And we walk up to a different manager. And different manager has no idea what I'm doing. What are you doing with my carts? Why are you taking them over to that church? Who told you you could do this? And I said, wait. Can we just go to the service desk and talk to this guy? He's like, well, what guy did you talk to? Is he short? Is he tall? And this is where I caught myself really being a smart aleck. I just said, you know, I didn't have time to measure him or anything. He seemed like a very average-looking guy. But if we could just go over there, we can get this thing all straightened up. So at that point, now it's manager number two.
It's tough.
Cart roundup guy and me now walking over to the service desk, and I'm sitting here thinking, I'm doing this as a favor to my wife, who's doing it as a favor to the church, and why am I in the middle of this? Why am I not home playing PS2 or something right now? What's going on? Why did I agree to this? So we go to the service desk, and apparently after a five-minute debate between managers, they got it all sorted out, and I was allowed to take the next five carts across the busy street, and it was at that moment when I got back in the truck that my wife released to me that this was not a favor to the church. This was merely to get her VIP passes to enter consignment sale prior to the open of the sale. And I thought, are you kidding me?
So wait a second.
So that we can get...
So she can get first dibs at the...
Hand-me-down...
Onesies?
Yeah, hand-me-down onesies or whatever, and... It was that whole debate with the cart roundup young gentleman who... Perhaps
so the church didn't know anything about it.
Things weren't going so well for.
Did you find yourself yelling at the young man?
No, I never yelled at him, nor did I take a swing or anything. I was getting annoyed because he was so sure I was trying to steal a shopping cart.
Did you take a tone with him?
Yes.
You did.
I'm like, look, dude, I'm not going over to
the... You called him dude.
Yeah, I did dude him.
You didn't throw out your Wonderlic
card, did you? He was accusing me of stealing his cards.
Did you say, do you know who I am?
No, I never did, and I was very pleased that no one recognized it either, as I'm darting between cars with shopping carts.
And you say, I got a 29 on the Wonderlic.
At any point, did you ever threaten extermination?
No, I never threatened to exterminate anybody. But boy, if he ever pulls that again... Don't think I won't.
I think you always need to carry your Wonderlic test around with you just in case. And you pull it out and be like, dude, take
so,
it now.
Scoreboard.
I don't know if my Larry David moment beats yours. But
oh, yeah, yours does.
39, by the way.
You fought. Oh, sorry.
Oh, whoa.
All right, it's 529 on the ticket. We talk Drew Henson with a Drew Henson expert next.